Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Judge Jeanine Pirro, our guest this morning, of course, a judge, former district attorney, host on Fox News, legal analyst. Great to have her with us this morning. Judge, how are you?
I'm terrific. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I don't know how you do it all, but you've got another book out, Don't Lie to Me, and I'm anxious to hear more about it because how timely is this?
Well, you know, it's so timely that as I was writing it, they were pulling the manuscript from me because the publisher wanted to print the book. But in the world of Trump, I mean, every day is a news day. And, you know, even today when you look at the news, I mean, you know, now we find out that Joe Biden had emails from the Ukraine when he said he didn't know anything about his son's business. But you're right. I mean, this is the third in a trilogy of books that I've written. From Liars, Leakers, and Liberals to Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge to now Don't Lie to Me and Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom, which is a book that starts with the pandemic and all of the lies that went along with it, starting with, you know, the necessity to even shut down the country. And then I talk about the protests and the fact that the left says the protests are peaceful when, in truth, the protests are designed to take down not just individual businesses, but our whole justice system, where there are prosecutors who are refusing to prosecute the protesters, where there is no bail. Basically, everyone is being ROR'd based on this new concept of no prosecution, no incarceration. And individuals across the country are suffering who simply want to work. They want to open their businesses. They want to be able to live freely. And, you know, we're being kept in our basements, and they're opening the borders, defunding the police, and then telling us we can't have a gun. I mean, none of this works for me.
Yeah, the stop trying to steal our freedom part of it is what caught my attention, because it seems like we say this every election cycle, Judge Pirro, but has there ever been more on the line than what we're going to face less than 3 weeks from now?
Well, I don't think there ever has, because right now we're looking at the difference between socialism and capitalism, between accountability and consequences for crime or none whatsoever, between truth and lies and light and darkness. It's almost as though that what happened at the conventions, the Democrat and the Republican convention, were a metaphor for how they see America. The Democrats see America as dark and depressing, and the Republicans see it as bright and optimistic, and, you know, the city on the hill. And in the end, what's happening is the lies are so drastic that they're simply not interested in us anymore. You know, they want Black Lives Matter, the organization, and the concept of socialism, Marxism, and not the nuclear family to be the essence of our society. And the Republicans, on the other hand, want to be able to, you know, work and live freely. And, you know, the First Amendment to the left has no meaning. If you say something that's not politically correct, you can lose your job. If your very presence at a job triggers someone, you can lose that job. So and then, you know, Kamala Harris comes out and says, you know, I'm going to take away your guns and the Second Amendment. doesn't prevent me from doing that. And then the freedom of religion. I mean, I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime, where you can go during the pandemic, you can go out and you buy booze and weed. And if you want to protest in the thousands, hey, go right ahead. It's your time. Have at it. But don't you dare go to work. We'll take away your license. We'll put you in jail. And don't you dare go to church. We're ticketing people going to church. And across the country, there are lawsuits from California, Gavin Newsom, to New York, Cuomo, where they're telling us that we can't go to church, but we can buy booze and alcohol, or we can go to the movie theater, or we can protest in the tens of thousands. I don't know about you, but that stuff just doesn't work for me, and it's not what the founding fathers had in mind. And it's a power play between those who simply want to be able to go out and rule the rest of us. And I don't believe that Americans want any part of that.
Couldn't agree more. Judge Jeanine Pirro, our guest right now, this stacking the court issue, that's another part of stealing our freedom, because what they can't achieve legislatively, they've been able to do in many cases through the courts. And that's what this whole issue is about. And I wholeheartedly agree. That's why they won't tell us what they're planning to do.
Well, the amazing part of it is that when you have someone who's running for president of the United States, who says, I'm not going to tell you how I stand on attacking the court. That's just a Republican trick. Really? That we want to know what you're going to do stacking the courts? Joe Biden is the height of hypocrisy and condescension, arrogance. You people are not entitled to know what I think that will affect your lives for the next few generations. It gives you an idea of where he's coming from. Not that I don't even think he knows where he's coming from. Joe Biden yesterday or the day before talked about running for the Senate. He couldn't remember Mitt Romney's name when he talked about the Mormon governor. And a few months ago, he's talking about corn pop and his legs, the hair on his legs standing in a swimming pool and kids jumping in his lap and how parents should go home and tell their kids to listen to the record player. I mean, you really want this guy standing up for the United States against Vladimir Putin? Are you stupid? I mean, this is just absurd. He is a Trojan horse for the most liberal leftist senator in the United States Congress, Kamala Harris. And, Nancy Pelosi trying to retweet the 25th Amendment, rejigger it so that there are more people who have input onto whether or not a president is disabled.
Right.
She's not talking about Donald Trump. She's talking about Joe Biden so that Kamala Harris can be president. And even Kamala Harris talks about the Harris administration, as does Joe Biden. I mean, what do they know that they're not telling us?
You got to wonder about that. Judge, I'm watching the Amy Coney Barrett hearings this week, and I'm hearing her take these attempts by Dianne Feinstein and Senator Whitehouse and several others and just tie them in knots. I mean, it's impressive to watch Judge Amy Coney Barrett through these nominations. What's your take on the way they're treating her?
Well, first of all, my take on her is that she is a woman of unparalleled intellect, experience, integrity, and the judicial temperament for the United States Supreme Court. I think the left, whether it was Kamala Harris or, Amy Klobuchar, Mazie Hirono, I think these people are just trying to make points. They can't spar with her intellectually. They're speaking to their own side. Look, it's inevitable. Amy Coney Barrett is going to be on the United States Supreme Court, like it or not. The Constitution requires that the president nominate and that the Senate advise and consent. We've got the vote. She's going on. She should go on. And all of this nonsense is only going to backfire. And the only reason they're not going after her with the venom they went after Brett Kavanaugh is because they learned after the last attack, calling it justice a gang rapist, they lost four seats in the Senate. So right now, I think that, and that's why I wrote Don't Lie to Me and Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom. These are all games, power plays. We don't matter to them, but they need to understand that the power comes from the consent of the governed. And so far, our job right now is to make sure that the American people understand that Donald Trump was the guy who had the economy soaring. Donald Trump was the guy who fulfilled the promises and got rid of the caliphate and had the lowest unemployment ever for minorities, not Biden, Obama, and the rest of them. And you got to be sick of the lies and the fact that they want to take away our freedoms. And that's why I wrote the book. And hopefully, you know, if you get the book, the footnotes, and I learned all this in law school, the footnotes are there. If you have a fight with a liberal, just read the footnotes and go have at it with them.
I love it. It's a how-to manual, Judge. Thank you for that. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate having you on. Keep up the great work as well. We look forward
Thanks
to it.
Thank you so much. All right. Take care.